Today we celebrate the birthday of the Christian Church, a time to celebrate the mystery and wonder of God, the teachings of Jesus, and the amazing gifts of the Holy Spirit. As we just heard, when the feast of the Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, gale, force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Pentecost is the gift of the Holy Spirit and the celebration of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In her Pentecost message, Reverend Dr. Carmen Lansdowne, the moderator of the United Church, names Pentecost as a time of saying thanks to God and witnessing the places and ministries where the Spirit pours out over the church. From youth groups gathered in here to pray, for those gathered for Bible studies and book groups, to those who met right here to think about memorial services through our Twilight series, to those who are solo at home, knitting and crocheting cross squares, prayer shawls, finger labyrinths. God pours out a call to us to create a caring community. The winds of God pass over the church, the winds of change for ministry and vision. Today, we as the community at Gilmer Park celebrate new members by transfer, those professing their faith and baptism. Bob, Jamie, Liz, Brenda, Norma, Marilyn, Margaret, Jordana. You each have come to this place through the Holy Spirit, the winds of change, each sharing your gifts with our community and this community of faith, renewing us, shaping us, challenging us, and blessing us. I love the wind. I know I've shared that with you before. I'm a lover of wind storms even more. They create this amazing imagery that to me brings comfort. It shakes everything out, shakes it all off, reaches up like a tree, swaying with the flow of air and energy. Imagining that we are one of the birds heading that way only to be gusted and going into another direction. Windstorms make us pause and watch and think about what's coming next. We are forced to clear the clutter, to let go of what we're holding on to and start over again in a brand new way. I wonder how amazing it would be to have the winds of the Holy Spirit blow through this sanctuary right now, pushing, shaking, shifting all our preconceived notions about church and what church should be. Blowing down the walls, the physical walls, between us and the West Richmond community, stirring us as we sing praises to God, sparking the fire within us to discern a new way forward for Gilmer Park, embracing the Holy Spirit in the ever-changing world. In the church, the winds of God pass over us, creating winds of change, creating space for all people in every culture and language, every family history, story, and struggle, and every moment of joy and celebration. In 1906, the great hymn, "I Feel the Winds of God Today," was written. I feel the winds of God today. Today my sail I lift. Though heavy oft with drenching spray and torn with many a rift. If hope but light the water's crest and Christ my bark will use, I'll seek the seas at his behest and brave another cruise. With Pentecost we share the colors of red, That is the color of Pentecost, to symbolize the fire, for it only takes a spark to get a flame going. And of course, we name and deeply pray our concerns for forest fires in the West and all around the world, but ones that are right in our forefront. We take the image of the flame as a spark in God's ministry in our church. The sparks, the new energy, the visioning, the planning, the dreaming, the hoping, the praying. Reverend Carmen refers to flame of passion that children and youth across Canada in the United Church are calling us into. And that passion is to create radically inclusive and intercultural community. Winds of change for all of us, changes in who we are and what we are called to do, and how we are called to carry out the work and the ministry of God's church. From young and old and in betweens, the Spirit of God pours out over us every day, and we can receive it if we wait and open ourselves to it. For we are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect, to love others, to seek justice, and to proclaim Jesus, our hope, our guide, our sustainer. Amen.